We've heard a great deal about the war from the perspective of U.S. troops. Reporters embedded with the Army and Marines have allowed Americans to watch from the front lines, and we followed the advances, the setbacks, and also the grief, fear, and victory etched on the faces of many Western soldiers. But many Iraqi soldiers went through the same gamut of emotions. NPR's Jackie Northam met one of them in Baghdad, and she reports on how the war went from his point of view.
On March 20th, Major Abdullah Mahdi El-Jabouri was at a military base in Kifri in northern Iraq. The tall, slim Iraqi soldier with startling green eyes sighs as he recounts what happened just as dawn was breaking that day. The 30-year-old battalion commander with Iraq's 2nd Infantry Division received word from his commanding officers in Baghdad that the war had started. Jabouri says he was not surprised to hear the news.
Because we have been through wars before, we are prepared to it. We had expected the time of the war and went right. It was like 2 hours late.
Jabouri says his brigade of 4,000 soldiers began preparing for battle. Iraqi military planners had sketched out what tactics they thought the Western troops were going to employ. But that soon changed once the war started.
We expected the war starts from the east and the west and from the north. But because Turkey refused to have the American troops start the fight from there, so we tried to move a little bit toward Baghdad.
Jabouri ended up on the northern and then eastern perimeter of Baghdad before finally moving into the city itself. That's when his brigade came under a massive air assault. He says about 800 men in his brigade died in the attack. Jabouri says his group twice repulsed ground attacks by American Marines, and he believes the Iraqis might have held out longer in Baghdad if their military planners hadn't decided to divert forces from the capital in an attempt to save the southern city of Najaf.
While we were moving all our Republican army to Al-Najaf area, we were a target to the American fighters. So we lost a lot of the Republican army there, and it was very easy to the Americans and the Allies to go inside Baghdad and to get Baghdad there.
On April 8th, Jabouri says he got orders to retreat from the capital. At that moment, he knew Iraq had lost the war. About half his battalion changed out of their uniforms and stayed in Baghdad. The other men started heading north, including Jabouri. His face crinkles when he recalls how he felt returning to his hometown of Tikrit.
I stayed at home 5 days, inside my room. At that time, I know I am helpless. If we are not Muslims, we will do the same as the Japanese ministers. They have pulled the guns and put it in their heads and boom, suicided. But because of our religion, it's prohibited to kill yourself. But this is how mad I was. I don't like to see humiliation.
Jabouri says he knew the Americans would ultimately win the war because of their air superiority. But he was expecting, even hoping, that it would last longer than it did.
The way we played the war is to get, to damage their troops, the American troops, to damage as much as we can. So the people in America and Britain, they will put pressure on the political leaders so they will stop the war. This is the way we were playing this game.
Jabouri says much of the blame for Iraq's defeat rests with Saddam Hussein, whom he calls a bad leader. But Jabouri says he doesn't regret his decision to fight.
Whenever anybody comes to invade your country, you don't think about Saddam, you don't think anybody. You just want to defend your country. There's no question there. And put yourself in my shoe, what you will do.
Jabouri says he does regret losing 200 men who were directly under his command. But it's worse, he says, to lose his land to the American military.
To me, it's occupation. When I see, the American troops around, I feel this is occupation until this moment.
Jabouri has now returned to Baghdad, not to fight this time, but to find work and start building towards a new Iraq. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Baghdad.